What's inside of you? Remove what's not of God. Run forward to what lies ahead. Keep your eyes on the prize.
Release what's inside of you.
And
remove what's not of God.
Run forward
to what lies ahead.
Forgetting those things which are behind me, yeah, and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I lift my eyes to the hills. So I looking unto Jesus. you made a few mistakes along the way, it's not over. Just because you made a few mistakes along the way, it's not over. God put greatness in you, so you gotta release it. How will people know about him if you don't release it? How will people see him in you if you don't release it? How will you be able to testify of his goodness if you don't release it? This, that it's not over yet. God put you on this earth for a purpose. He put you on this earth for a reason. And as long as you haven't fulfilled that purpose, you ain't going nowhere. So you might as well get right with God. You might as well fix the things that need to be fixed in you, and then walk to your destiny. No. Don't even walk. You gotta run to your destiny. There's not enough time for you to run. There's not enough time for you to walk. Time is of the essence. And the word of God says that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we need to come together as a body of Christ and declare that we are not backing down. Satan, whatever you bring in our way, we are not backing down. Whatever you think will destroy us, it is not gonna happen. We're not going anywhere. We're gonna stay right here and fulfill God's purpose and fulfill God's plan and fulfill everything that God wants us to do on this earth. We shall make the name of Jesus great. We shall declare the works of the Lord in our days. We shall declare the great things that He has done. Come on, church of God, bless the Lord. Church of God, bless the Lord. Come on, Church of God, bless the Lord. Come on, Church.
never stay the same. So if you're feeling broken and wounded and in need of God, right now we are in the Spirit. God is doing something in this place that is inexplainable, but I can feel it. There is a shifting in the atmosphere. I declare open doors in the name of Jesus upon God's people. I declare, Father, that they are the head and not the tail. I thank you, Lord, that they are blessed going in and blessed coming out. They are blessed in the city and blessed in the field. I declare, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. I declare, Father, that they are above only and not beneath. I pray, Lord God Almighty, that your children overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to increase them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to do great things in their lives in the name of Jesus. Those who laughed at them, those who talked bad about them, Father, they're going to come back and apologize in the name of Jesus. Whatever trial they may be facing, whatever circumstance they may be facing, we declare, God, that it's all over. The problem is over. We thank you, Lord, that you're the solution. We thank you, God, that you're the solution. And we bless your name. We bless your name, God. We thank you. We bless you. We adore you. Hallelujah.